As the death toll mounts for U.S. forces in Iraq, and as enlistment efforts for the volunteer military begin to falter, some in Congress want to increase the benefits for survivors of servicemen and women who die in the line of duty. On Monday, Senate Republicans plan to introduce legislation expanding those benefits, this despite pressure from the White House to keep a tight lid on spending this year. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist summoned reporters to a news conference here yesterday. It was to announce that the first piece of legislation he's offering this year would boost from $12,400 to $100,000, the so-called death gratuity paid to the spouse of a service member killed in the line of duty.
The men and women who wear our military's uniform are heroes on the battlefront. Their families are heroes on the home front, and we should honor them as we do and as we will continue to do in this piece of legislation.
That increased death benefit would be retroactive to cover all those who've died since the U.S. invaded Afghanistan more than 3 years ago. And the maximum benefit paid by service members' life insurance would be raised from $250,000 to $300,000, though that benefit hike would not be retroactive. Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions says it's a question of doing the right thing.
We haven't heard from victims. They're not coming up here and say we need more. But as you think about what a fireman or a policeman gets, what the people in 9/11 got when they were killed, and you talk to families like all of us have who've lost loved ones, this nation just needs to be generous. That soldier needs to know without any doubt that if something happens to him or her while they're serving their country, their family is going to be well taken care of.
There would also be expanded free health care coverage for children of deceased service members. While such children currently receive 3 years of free coverage, they'd be eligible under the proposed legislation for coverage until they're 18 or 22 if they're still students. Ohio Republican Mike DeWine pushed for the expanded health care.
We have an obligation as a people to make sure they are taken care of. And one of the basic things in life ought to be medical care. And if we cannot provide medical care for children of deceased service members, then something is wrong in this country.
But beyond the moral arguments for providing greater benefits, there was a purely practical one. Virginia Republican George Allen pointed to George Washington's warning that the willingness of young people to serve in any war is directly proportional to their perception of how veterans of earlier wars are treated.
And this is very applicable today as we have a volunteer army and wanting to get more people to serve voluntarily, whether in the active or in the guard or the reserves. And if we're going to continue to have that recruitment, it is important that families feel that they're going to be taken care of if their loved one makes that ultimate sacrifice.
But Majority Leader Frist sought to play down the possible recruitment dividends from such legislation.
The purpose of this bill is not to necessarily be an incentive for enlistment. The purpose of this bill is caring and compassion for people who have sacrificed for the United States of America.
Frist did not know how much the increased benefits might cost the nation, and he said he has not yet discussed the legislation with the White House. But he did get a commitment from the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee to begin hearings on increasing survivors' benefits. Even if the legislation is enacted, however, some survivors will not be eligible for more benefits. One of them is Kathy Heider, whose son Rahim was killed 18 months ago in Iraq. As a parent, she would receive no further benefits.
Would it make Donald Rumsfeld happy? Would it make President Bush happy if their children had to go out there and sacrifice their lives?
But lawmakers point out that even without coverage for parents, increased death benefits for surviving spouses and children would be a substantial improvement because more than half the people in the military are married. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.